In this week's Parsha, Parshas Kisetze, the Torah says, Loi sasgir eved el adoinov, asher yinotzel elecho meim adoinov. You shall not turn over to his master a slave who is rescued from his master to you. Imcho yeshev bekirbecho, bamokoy masher yivchar, ba'achad sho'orecho, batoivloi, loi toinenu. He shall dwell with you in your midst, in whatever place he will choose, in one of your cities. You shall not taunt him. The Torah telling us that if a slave escapes from his master, we shall not turn him in. It's interesting that the Torah uses the words "bamokoim asher yivchar." Not only should we not turn him in, but we should allow him to live in the place he chooses. This expression "bamokoim asher yivchar" appears several times in the Torah, but always it's referring to Yerushalayim and to the Beis HaMikdosh. And the Bamokoi Masher Yivchar, the place he chooses, is referring to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the place that Hashem chooses as his place for the Shekhinah to dwell. And here the Torah uses this same expression with regards to the slave who escaped his master. He shall dwell in the place he chooses. Actually, the only place the Torah uses this phrase, "Bamokoi Masher Yivchar," with regards to a human being, is here with regards to an Eved, a slave, a Gentile slave who escapes his master. What's the meaning and significance of the Torah using this phrase, these words, that it usually uses with regards to Hashem, and here uses it in the context of a slave who escaped his master? Earlier in this parsha, we have a pasuk, V'chi yiyeh bo'ish chet mishpat moves, v'soliso oisoi al eitz, loisolin nivlosoi alhoetz, ki kovor sikverenu bayoimahu, ki kilalas eloikim tolui, veloisetame esadmoscho, asher Hashem eloikecho noisein lecho nachlo. If a man shall have committed a sin whose judgment is death, he shall be put to death, and you shall hang him on a gallows. You shall not leave his body overnight on a gallows. Rather, you should bury him on that day. For a hanging person is a curse of God. Ki kilalas Elohim tolui. Why is a hanging person a curse of God? Says Rashi, since a human being is created in the image of God, the hanging body is disgraceful to God Himself. And Rashi adds that it could be likened to a twin brother of a king who is a bandit and is hanged for his crimes. People who see his body think it's the king. Kilalas Elohim, Rashi says, Kol klolo shebemikro, hu loshen hokel vezilzul, kemoi vuhu kilalani klolo nimretzes. In other words, it cheapens the divine if a human being is hanging on the gallows overnight. What kind of a person are we talking about? We're talking about somebody who has a chet mishpat moves, somebody who deserves death, and he was actually put to death already. But he still represents the image of God, and what's disgraceful to him is disgraceful to God himself. A ganev, a thief, who can't pay for his geneva, the Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim, im ein loy, if he doesn't have money to pay, v'nimkar b'gnevasoy, he sold as a slave in order that he can pay the money he owes. Says the Torah, however, loy yimochru mimkeres oved, he shall not be sold in the manner of a slave. As Rashi says, Sheloya midenu besimto al even hamekach, he shouldn't be sold on the auction block. As the Rambam says in Hilchas Avodim, Einoi nimkar elo betzino v'derech kovoy, he should be sold discreetly, with dignity. Even the dignity, the kovod, the honor of the thief needs to be taken into account. Ki yignoiv ish shor oise utvochoi oi mechogoi. If somebody steals an ox or sheep, utvochoi oi mechogoi, he slaughtered it or sold it. The halacha is, as the Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim, chamisho bokor yishalem tachas ashor. He pays five times the value of the shor, of the ox. The arba tzoin tachas aseh, four times the value of the sheep. Why the difference between the shor and the seh? Says Rabbon Yochanan ben Zakkai in Masechtas Bava Kamma, boyu re'ei, come and see kamo godol kvoid habriyos, how important the dignity of man is to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Shor sheholach beraglov, the ox that went on its own feet, chamisho, the thief has to pay five times its value. However, seh shehirkivoy al kseifov, the sheep that he carried on his shoulders, he pays only arbo. As Rashi says, chasa mokoim al kvoidon shel brios, since when he carries the seh, he embarrassed himself. So we discount his payment. He doesn't pay five times the value. He only pays four times the value. Now, whose honor, whose dignity are we talking about? We're talking about a petty thief who went and stole from somebody's farm a shor or a seh. We still worry about his embarrassment. He carried it on his shoulders. Who embarrassed him? He embarrassed himself. But nevertheless, we discount his payment because he already paid with his loss of dignity. So also we see in Parshas Kedoshim, Ish asher yitein shchovtoi bebehemo mois yumos, ve'esa behemo ta'aroigu, a man that lies with an animal, we kill not only him but also the animal, says the Gemara, im mesechtes Sanhedrin, im odom choto behemo machoto, what sin did the animal do? Elokadei sheloi tehei behemo iveres bashuk v'yoimhu zoihi sheniskal ployni al yodo. In order that the behema shouldn't be walking in the street and people will say this behema is the behema that this person was killed for. So even the ish asher yitein eshchoftoi ba behemo, the Torah cares about his dignity. In Parshas Bolok, the angel says to Bilam, Ulai notiso miponoi, ki ato gam oischo horakti vo oiso hechyesi. The donkey saw me and turned away from me these three times. Had it not turned away from me, I would now even have killed you and let it live. Ah, but now I will not let the donkey live. Why? Says Rashi, that now that the donkey rebuked Bilam, it wouldn't be right to leave the donkey alive, because people will look at the donkey and say, ah, this donkey gave it to Bilam. So we need to now kill the donkey. Even Bilam, who's going to curse the Jews, the Torah cares about his dignity and gets rid of the animal in order that people shouldn't put Bilam's covet down. Chayvei misois bezdin, people that are killed, that Bezdin executes. Rabbi Baravua says in Masechta Sanhedrin that the Torah says, V'ahavto l'reyacho komoicho, you shall love fellow man like yourself. Bror loy miso yofo, choose a nice death for him. What's a miso yofo? Zokt Rashi, sheloy tevazehu, don't embarrass him. In the process of killing the Aruge Bezdin, we have to be careful about their honor. In this week's parsha, we say about the Chayove Malkiyos, we say, Arboim Yakenu, 40 lashes, you should strike him. Lo Yosef, but no more. Pen Yosef lahakoiso yaleile mako rabo v'niklo ochicho leinecho. If you'll strike him an additional strike beyond these, your brother will be degraded in your eyes. And from this we also learn a special halacha that if the person that's getting the malchus had an embarrassing accident as he was getting the malchus, we stop giving him the malchus and it's over. He already has his kapora. With his degradation, with his embarrassment, he already was atoned for his sin. So, it's, the Torah uses the same expression, Mokoim Asher Yivchar, that it uses usually with regards to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Over here we say that even a Gentile slave was created in the image of God, and therefore he has choices. His choice of place to live is important to us. Bamokoim Asher Yivchar, he should dwell Bamokoim Asher Yivchar. Just like the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has his Mokoim Asher Yivchar, man has his Mokoim Asher Yivchar. Because human choices are really an expression of the divine. Because man was created Betzelem Elohim in the image of God, and that's where he gets his Bechira from. So we can learn from this how important it is to be careful about the covet of human beings, about the honor of human beings, treating people with respect no matter what level they are on, and understanding the greatness of our neshama, because just like the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a boicher, we are a boicher. We make choices. May we merit to make all the right choices. A guten Shabbos.